The Yankees take on the Blue Jays with a series up for grab in the Bronx, and both teams would flex some muscle in the very first inning.
Gardner going back. He's on the track, and she is gone. And Toronto takes a 4-0 lead. It'll be a 2-2 to Holiday, and the pitch. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
From Matt Holiday, that is career home run number 300. So congratulations, Matt Holiday.
Judge singled to right his first time. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Monument Park. A two-run Judgian blast.
Strike three. Gardner down looking, and he does not like that call. It's a 6-6 game, and the 2-1. Off the glove of Biagini. Here comes Headley. He'll score. Deedee is safe. Yankees lead 7-6. Now, however this review turns out, Yankees still have taken the lead. Safe, so it stands.
New York would go on to win by a final of 8-6. The Yankees win the series with Toronto. They've won 6 of 8 overall. Aaron Judge is your AL Rookie of the Month for April, and Marcus Stroman leaves after 3 innings with discomfort in his right armpit. Yankees manager Joe Girardi was ejected from this game for arguing balls and strikes, but his club still manages to overcome an early 4-run deficit and retake sole possession of first place in the AL East.
Good at bats. You know, there's a lot of walks in there, which usually is a sign of good at bats. You know, they're being patient and they're getting their pitches, and when they're swinging a lot of times, they're not missing them. But just, you know, we get down 4-0, and you know, Gardy singles, I believe Hicks walks, and then you get a 3-run homer, and you're right back in the game against the guy who's been very tough on Stroman. And you know, we got down 6-3, but we kept chipping away. Just a really impressive night by our hitters and our bullpen.
You mentioned that Holiday home run, career home run number 300 for him. What do you think that means to him?
Well, I'm sure it means a lot, and I'm sure he got the ball because of where it landed. So it's that probably even means a lot, too. So that was a smart place to hit it.
Mike?
Joe, it seems like we talk about Judge every day. The at-bat he had when I think the Toronto pitcher struck out 5 in a row, going right down 2-1-2 and sparking that inning. I mean, what did that do?
I mean, it gets you going. You know, and he's done that a lot this year. I mean, he's put really good at-bats on pitchers, and really good pitchers. I mean, you look at what he's done, and he just continues to impress us.
Ron?
What with Welke culminated in the ejection? I assume it started several batters before.
Yeah, it started in the sixth inning, you know, with Gardy, and there were 4 pitches that, you know, I felt weren't strikes. And it's an important time. We're down a run, a couple strike ones and a couple strike threes. And you're at the top of your order, and it's kind of frustrating.
You think the strike zone got better after the argument?
Well, I didn't watch the whole 6 innings before, but, yeah, I was more pleased with it, yes.
Andrew.
When you evaluated your team and you looked at where Aaron fit in, what type of value did you think you needed from him for you guys to be successful?
Well, you know, I said all along in spring training that, you know, there's a ton of talk about our kids, rightfully so. They're very talented players. But the veteran guys have to do their job. You can't put all this pressure on the young kids. And I said all along, if he gets the barrel back to the ball, he's going to do a lot of damage. And I think he's always been a fairly patient hitter. And he made some adjustments the last couple of weeks of spring training that really got him going. And we knew he was a good outfielder. We knew he could run the bases. We knew all those things. But we wanted the consistent contact, because a man that size makes consistent contact, there's going to be some damage. And his value has been, you know, it's hard to measure what he's done for us. You know, the first, I don't even know how many games we've played, 20-something games. But you know, I'm not sure any of us expected this start.
Brian.
Joe, another night where CC didn't seem to have it. Where is your level of confidence in him right
now? Oh, I'm confident in him. He just didn't have his cutter, and he had it in the bullpen. That's the interesting part. You know, sometimes it just doesn't translate. When you go from, I don't know, when you walk that 300 feet for whatever reason, sometimes it just doesn't transfer. But he'll be fine.
Susan and Meredith.
Couple of things. One with CeCe, is your confidence level high with him that you wait because you figure he's a veteran and he'll find something, get you through five innings?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you figure, and you know he's going to grind. You know, he had a decent slider tonight. That was, you know, really the pitch that probably got him through, and he almost got to the fifth inning through five. And it's important because, you know, I'd had Adam up a couple times. He was up yesterday. I knew I didn't, you know, at that point I didn't have him for much. And for him to get through that, you know, almost through five innings was important.
And Chris Carter, a couple of big hits, one really good one. How much does it help him that he is getting some consistent time right
now? Oh, it'll definitely help him. I mean, he's a player that, you know, if he gets consistent at bats, he's going to be productive, I believe.
All right, Mike.
Joe, you were 1-4 when Sanchez went down. Now, if he's going to come back on Friday, you're 16-5 without him. How would you compare where your team was then to where you are now in terms of being able to overcome that injury?
Yeah, I didn't think we were swinging the bats great, and I didn't think we were pitching great. And, you know, the bats got going, and we started to pitch really well. So, you know, I think it's a good time for him to come back. I'm not sure what he did today. The big thing is he's healthy and that we get him going because it's another big bat.
Anthony.
What was the end status of Romine? Did you have him if you needed?
No, he did not go get a test, and he'll go with us on the road trip.
Brian.
So the play where CeCe didn't get over to cover first, is that just he can't physically get there?
Physically, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Should Carter have thrown home there?
He could have. He could have went home, I thought. But it may have been bang-bang in his mind. And, you know, those plays happen really fast. And, you know, when you slow it down, you can say, oh, well, he should have done this, he should have done that. But they got to make an instantaneous read. And sometimes, you know, it's similar in hitting. You got to make an instantaneous read. Are you going to hit or not? Are you going to swing or not? And sometimes, you know, if you could slow it down, you might do something different.
Aaron Judge now has 6 home runs in his last 6 games, and he's the youngest player ever to hit 13 in his team's first 26 games of the season.
That's huge. You know, that showed me that, hey, we're still in this thing. You know, even if we got down 4, if it's 5, 6, doesn't matter. You know, people are going to keep having quality at-bats, and Holiday went up there and took a good swing on one and got us within one.
That was still early in the game, but you guys trailed all the way until that 7th inning. What do you think it is about this team that you guys seem like your confidence never wavers regardless if there's a deficit?
You know, I think it's really just leaning on our veteran guys. You know, we have a lot of veteran guys in this clubhouse that have been through it. They've been through the long seasons, the postseasons, the big, you know, big situations. And, you know, we're all just kind of feeding off that and just trying to have quality at bats and just doing our job.
Have you ever been this hot at any level? Little league?
Maybe T-ball. I just feel like I'm swinging good pitches and just putting myself in the right situation.
Why do you think it's been easier for you to make adjustments in year 2 as opposed to year 1?
Just sticking to my approach. Last year just got off my approach a little bit instead of sticking through it through a hole in that bat. And, you know, this year I'm just sticking to it no matter what. If I'm down 0-2, if it's the first pitch of that bat, 10th pitch of the bat, it doesn't matter. Just making sure I stick to my approach, staying aggressive, and, you know, good things will happen.
A year ago, this team depended very heavily on good performances in their starting pitching. How much of a boost is it for you guys to be able to pick up a guy like CeCe in a situation like this?
That's what this team's about, picking each other up. And, you know, sometimes our offense won't have it, and our pitcher will go out there and, you know, put up zeros. But it's just, you never know who's going to step up. And that's the cool thing about this team. You know, at any moment, anybody can step up and do something big for this team.
Was that 7th inning at bat kind of what you're talking about maybe kind of learning something about, you know, down 1-2, you get kind of an off-speed pitch and able to kind of get him into left field there? Is that an at bat you think maybe you don't have last year, or do you think that's part of what you've learned experience-wise?
Yeah, it's just experience. You know, the more at bats you get, you know, the better feel you get at the plate. So for me, I was just trying to battle, get a good pitcher I could drive. You know, he was making some quality pitches, and I was able to fight one off to left center. You know, that's baseball. That's what you enjoy about it, the little chess matches like that. So, yeah.
Chase Headley was also part of the Yankees' comeback. He scored the go-ahead run in the 7th inning on a D.D. Gregorius pinch-hit single.
Well, we have a lot of guys that can swing the bats up and down the lineup, and you know, we got back in the game early, you know, gave ourselves a chance, and we kept giving ourselves more and more chances, and finally we were able to come through.
That bullpen came in and kept putting up zeros. How much of a strength has that pen been this season?
Yeah, I mean, since I've been in New York, they've been great. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of work for them to do tonight, and they did a tremendous job keeping them right where they were, and we were able to find a way to score the runs we needed to.
Aaron Judge continues to hit another home run tonight, 13 on the season. How do you explain what he's doing to start the season?
I mean, it's really impressive, and you know, you couldn't be happier for the kid. He does things the right way, and he continues to work, and he's pulling for everybody. So obviously we're riding on him a little bit right now, but he's been tremendous.
I guess the biggest question, how do you guys keep this momentum going?
Well, just keep playing with confidence. You know, we found ways to win when, you know, when our pitching's great. We found ways to win when we've had to score 8, 9, 10 runs, and, you know, that's what makes a team good. So hopefully we can continue the momentum.
The Yankees are off until Friday when they start a series in Chicago against the reigning world champion Cubs. Michael Pineda will start the opener at Wrigley Field.